considering Tony Romo's prime and DeMarcus Ware, do you save this offseason rather than spend? Now, how do you sell that to your fan base of not competing? The Redskins just got RG3. The Redskins are penalized. They're still going to manipulate contracts as well in order to get under the cap even more. They're going to add a wide receiver or two. I want to hear you sell it to the Metroplex that they're supposed to go into this year as is if, and you're right, this free agent list isn't anything to go crazy about and spend on. How do you do it? This will be great to hear. A little campaign music, possibly even, Troy, for RJ getting ready to be shot down here with the political campaign on the sports front.
It's time for a bold move. There isn't really any way to sell not going after anyone other than if you don't have a plan, if you don't do something to show them, okay, this is the direction that we're going in. The Indianapolis Colts obviously made their decision that the direction they're going in, they cut Peyton Manning, they cut Dallas Clark, they cut Melvin Bullitt, they cut Gary Brackett, Joseph
Adai. Dwight Freeney's leaving.
Dwight Freeney's on the trade block. All those are Pro Bowlers who are just cut. Go away. We're starting fresh with Andrew Luck. This Cowboy team is a team in transition. They're not ready to win the title, and they're not super young to where you can see growth. They're sort of in the middle of nowhere. Well, it's time to make a decision. Either be all in or be a rebuilding sort of team. And I don't think they don't have the cap room. If they had $40 million of cap room like the Broncos do, then they could be all in. But they don't. They don't have all that cap room. There's one way to make Cowboy fans happy, or at least to make them understand, and that is to pull something they pulled back about 20 years ago.
Oh, no.
Pull a Herschel Walker. They have a Herschel Walker on this football team.
Oh, no.
They do.
You're going to 9-4?
They have a guy by the name of DeMarcus Ware.
Oh, God.
Who is a Hall of Famer, who is an awesome guy, an awesome player, who also could bring you at least a first and a second round draft pick in return.
So you get the Sharif Sadri sound effect with the TNT ready, Troy. You are about
Sharif Sadri sound.
You're about to detonate this bad boy.
I'm about to bring in draft picks.
See, it's that Civil War cannon.
You have a guy.
You don't need
the
USA chant to rub it in.
He was very bad at the end of the season. Admit it, DeMarcus Ware was not good at the end of the year.
No.
He couldn't get his defense off the field. You're the leader of this defense. It's your job to get people off the field. There were a lot of people who were very upset with how he played down the stretch.
He's a freak.
And I love the guy. I hate to see him go. But for the good of the franchise moving forward, by the time this team is ready to win, DeMarcus Ware, you don't know whether he's going to be an old guy or what. Trade him. Let him chase a ring. You get all the draft picks in return. You use those draft picks. You've shown in the last 2 years that you figured out a way to draft people and make those draft picks actually work for you in the first couple rounds. You can at least get a 1 and a 2 for him.
And what do you tell Tony Romo, who's sitting there right in his prime?
We're going to win anyway.
Pretty interesting stuff.
We're going to win anyway.
That's what you tell him, Stephen Jones. We weren't going to win anyway.
Deal with it. I don't want to trade DeMarcus Ware, but it would be an option to move this franchise forward in the right direction. It would be a Herschel Walker-type trade. It would get you a lot in return. You can use that stuff to build your team. There's so many missing parts of this football team. They're not one guy away.